T-Mobile.
MJB, radio check.
JB, KD, 2B, and G. Radio sounds quite good. Good audio, good signal.
Down here in Seneca helping clean up some stuff, and just wanted to check and see how well my signal was hitting the repeater. Thank you very much. W2MJB, clear.
KD2VNG, clear.
4YQK, mobile.
52K, KD2VNG, afternoon.
We decided to drive in town today, see what life is like. We live out in the country. So we're like immune to the zombie apocalypse virus thing going on. We decided to hit Starbucks. Take our chance.
Saturday morning news programs had video, aerial video from New York City. You never seen the streets of New York City deserted. You know, even they even went over LaGuardia Airport. And it's just funny to see a city that size with nothing moving, no one around, no cars, nothing.
Funny there. Yeah, I got looking at the scientists determined that the virus does not like hot, humid weather. So that's good news for the South because hot, humid weather is here to stay now.
That's good and bad. It's pollen season, too, though. And hot and humid miasma doesn't always care for, but I guess it's better than cold.
True. Yeah, my wife, she's got allergies and stuff. I've been driving her up the wall. One thing we did notice was our mask that we bought is good for pollen.
If it'll filter out virus particles, which is like six orders of magnitude smaller, I'm sure it'll filter out pollen. Well, no, actually, what will it filter out? I guess it'll filter out the aerosol with the virus particles. Because virus particles, now you're looking at something in the nanometer range. Very, very, very small thing.
Majority of it won't get it all. There's that slight chance some of it can get through. Just have one on eating mass, actually. Give you 50% to 75% better chance of blocking it than with no mass.
Surgical masks are actually supposed to, the surgical mask goes on the infected person so that they don't spread the virus to you. If I sneeze or cough, the little aerosol droplets aren't going through the mask. Now, I guess if you're trying to protect yourself from everyone else, well, there's no reason why it shouldn't work the same. I haven't bothered with them. And I'm not sure who still has surgical masks. Or those N95 masks, and I'm sure a lot of people are making them out of, making them at home, but I haven't, I'm not that worried about it at this point.
Get out large crowds and stuff. Stay away from air conditioning. The air conditioned buildings, they like to spread in. Well, the good news is it'll be gone for the summertime. The bad news is they think it'll come back this fall, so the fall, wintertime, like the flu. So, not only have the flu to worry about, you got this thing to worry about. And I'll say you get a vaccine. I think they might have a treatment, which is good news.
So, if there's a treatment, and if it's that hydroxychloroquine, if that is a treatment, which it isn't, it's actually worse than the illness, because that causes all kinds of heart problems.
That's minor, people. I've used that stuff many, many times. We've been to South Africa, for malaria prevention and stuff. And we used that on one of our airmen who did not take their medication properly. We dosed them up extra on that to fight off the malaria until we get back to civilization.
And I was one of those airmen that took that meds for a little while. It didn't do too much terrible stuff to me.
Sensitivity, I suppose. I mean, even the tiny amount of quinine in tonic water, if you're sensitive to it, it does cause things like long QT complex, which basically cause your heart to stop. Your heart stops, generally not good.
Doctor before they prescribe it to you. Hey, one thing I did notice, which blew my mind, they suspect cigarette smoke keeps you from catching this. Just blew my mind. But if you smoke pot, it's all over. But cigarette smoke might keep you from catching it.
Now, I do occasionally chew nicotine gum, but it's not for quitting smoking. There's actually beneficial effects of nicotine. It's a central nervous system stimulant. You know, it sharpens the mind, it improves your memory, learning and memory. You know, it's a mild antidepressant. It's an appetite suppressant. If you have bowel problems, it's an anticholinergic. But, you know, that's different from burning tobacco and inhaling it. Now, what cigarette smoking would help with, I can't possibly imagine.
Receptacles in the lung that the virus likes to lock onto that's in a healthy person. Now, I have heard that about nicotine and stuff, and I heard about some, I think it might have been green tea, or one of the teas has some of the similar effects there that you're describing there.
Worker, we used to call it, you know, I was an engineer, you know, if you're beating your head against the wall trying to solve a problem, go take a cafeteen break. Go outside, have a cup of coffee, smoke half a cigarette. And believe it or not, that actually does do something. You know, it's the smoking part that's not good. But nicotine itself actually has, you know, yes, it is a deadly poison. Yes, it is somewhat addictive. But it has the effects I describe. It increases your mental alertness, things of that sort.
Big thing is I go get a hot tea when I bang my head against the wall. Sometimes I think just walking away from the desk helps out. A new computer program. Sometimes I run into some complicated solutions that are not complicated, but they're actually simple. I think you take a step back and look at it with a clear mind.
It's up to a point. That's why I would always try to have at least one other project that I could do in the background. Because I need to step away from the main project for a while. I got some problem in the code here, and I can't really figure out what it is. I can't figure out how to debug it. I can't figure out when it's happening. Because it's a real-time system, and all this stuff's happening at the same time. So work on the other project. Organize the code library or some damn thing.
Which is always easy. It's just to get so many indicators and stuff like that. You don't see the issue right away. So you got to step away from it. Think about something else and come back. You see it right away, and you have to fix it in like 30 minutes.
No, you're right. That's happened to me enough times. And it's usually some little piece of code, and it's in a part of the code that, you know, like a first-year student should have seen. I'm looking at this, looking at this, looking at this. What's not right about it? Oh, okay. And sometimes it's just almost that simple.
Step away here. I got to place my order here. I'm up next, so I'll be pulling out to the drive-thru, place my order. I'll say stand free for now. I'll be back about 5. Okay, J4, YQ, can't be clear.
UBNG. Yeah, I'm going to go step inside and make lunch or do something, but I'll talk to you later. Oh, KD2BNG, I'll be clear.
For CBA Mobile.